Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2017. To get you started. Law enforcement officials are still gathering information today about the gunmen who opened fire at a country music festival in Las Vegas, killing at least 59 people and wounding 527 others. Authorities identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock, a resident of Mesquite, Nevada, who authorities say had at least 23 weapons in his hotel room. City leaders joined mourners at various vigils last night to grieve for the lives cut short in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. Witness Andrew Akiyoshi remembered the horror.
It was probably about maybe the 5th song into the concert, and I forget which song it was he was playing, but I was videotaping it, and all of a sudden hear in the background something that sounded like fireworks going off. It was going pop, 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 but it was like 50 to 100 pops in a row. So it makes you wonder, well, that's a long popping time frame for something to go off. And then all of a sudden you hear the music on the stage stop, Jason stopped singing, and then the lights on the stage went off.
President Trump, who will visit Las Vegas tomorrow, offered his condolences after the attack.
It was an act of pure evil. To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. I will be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday to meet with law enforcement, first responders, and the families of the victims. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has.
Before his Vegas trip, Trump will visit Puerto Rico today for the first time since Hurricane Maria devastated the U.S. island last month. His visit comes amid growing tensions between his administration and local Puerto Rican officials, including San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, over the federal government's relief efforts. As of Sunday, more than half of the island's 3.4 million people still did not have access to drinking water, and only 5% had power. Next up, the Supreme Court today will hear arguments in a case challenging the tradition of drawing political districts for partisan gain, otherwise known as gerrymandering. Today's case comes from Wisconsin, but about one-third of the districts drawn for Congress and state legislatures could be affected. In 3 previous landmark cases, the court refused to define how much gerrymandering of districts is too much, but Justice Anthony Kennedy, who could be the deciding vote, has said in the past he's open to the idea of a judicial standard to help rein in redistricting. The former chairman and CEO of Equifax is expected to be grilled by Congress today when he testifies on the company's catastrophic cybersecurity breach. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will interview Richard Smith on last month's breach, which resulted in the theft of credit data for an estimated 145 million Americans, nearly half of the country's population. In a prepared testimony, Smith apologizes for the breakdown, but blames it on workers who failed to install a fix to a compromised web application back in March. And last up, the Major League Baseball playoffs get underway tonight with the American League wildcard game between the New York Yankees and Minnesota Twins. USA Today Sports' Bob Nightingale looks ahead to the matchup.
Things have got right. I mean, the front office kind of gave up on this team. They traded away their all-star closer, Brandon Kinsler, at the trade deadline. You know, gave up Jaime Garcia after one start, after acquiring him from Atlanta. And so just, you know, kept playing strong ball. You know, Joe Mauer bounced back. Byron Buxton became a superstar. And Paul Mulder probably, you know, become manager of the year in the American League. That being said, New York's about the last team they want to play. The Yankees have just absolutely dominated them since 2002. I mean, the Twins haven't had a winning season against the Yankees in 15 years. Their record over that time is 31-78. So the Yankees have had their numbers forever.
You can catch First Pitch just after 8 p.m. Eastern Time from the Bronx on ESPN. You can listen to new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, including the Amazon Echo. Subscribe for free and please leave us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.